From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The government released its latest report on the gross domestic product this morning. It showed the economy continued to shrink during April, May, and June. However, the economy's downward spiral slowed dramatically. NPR's John Itzde reports.
The U.S. economy declined at just a 1% annual rate in the second quarter of the year. That's a huge improvement compared to the first 3 months of 2009. During that period, according to a revised estimate, the economy tumbled downward at a 6.4% annual rate. The improvement came as cuts by businesses slowed and government spending helped support economic activity. Trade also improved. Still, the economy declined for the fourth quarter in a row for the first time since 1947, when the government began keeping GDP records. The GDP is a measure of all the goods and services produced in the U.S. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
In another report out today, the Labor Department said employment costs rose by a bigger than expected 0.4% in the second quarter as the recession kept down worker pay and benefits. Several explosions and rocket strikes struck in and around Baghdad today. Officials say at least 27 people were killed and at least 53 others were wounded. The attacks appear to target Shiite civilians. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
Three of the bomb attacks targeted Shiite mosques in Baghdad as worshippers left the noon Friday prayers that mark the Muslim Sabbath. Another double bombing hit a fourth Shiite mosque north of Baghdad in the province of Diyala. Sectarian tensions persist in Iraq despite dramatic security gains since rival Sunni and Shiite death squads killed tens of thousands from 2005 to 2007. While far less violent, a political struggle continues between Sunni Arab paramilitary groups created with American funding and the predominantly Shiite government of Iraq. Ethnic and religious fault lines notwithstanding, there is a discussion among U.S. commanders about accelerating the troop withdrawal from Iraq. A leaked U.S. military report this week suggests that Americans have outstayed their welcome and should seize this moment of relative calm to withdraw as quickly as possible. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
Military officials in Afghanistan say an American service member was killed today by insurgent fire in the southern part of the country. The death brings to 42 the number of U.S. service members killed in Afghanistan this month. Space Shuttle Endeavour returned home to Florida today.
Nose gear touchdown. Endeavour rolling out on runway 15 at the Kennedy Space Center, wrapping up a 6.5 million mile mission.
The Endeavour mission lasted 16 days, including 11 days at the International Space Station. Among other tasks, the astronauts installed the final segment of Japan's laboratory. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 37 points at 91.92. The Nasdaq is up 9 points at 19.94. This is NPR News. Peter Camerano resigned as the mayor of Hoboken, New Jersey, this morning. He was arrested last week as part of a federal corruption investigation that also saw the arrests of two other New Jersey mayors, other public officials, and rabbis. In his resignation letter, he apologized to the residents of Hoboken, but he said that he's innocent and will fight the charges. The first elected African-American mayor of Memphis stepped down yesterday to make a run for Congress. Democrat Willie Herndon is leaving in the middle of his fifth term. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Before leaving office, Herndon reflected on his often controversial 18-year tenure as mayor of Memphis, a city, he says, still divided by race.
My people came over here on slave ships. 400 years of segregation and discrimination. We had to fight, get civil rights laws passed. A little bit of change, but a lot hadn't changed. So when I tell you the truth, I'm divisive.
Herndon oversaw a revitalization of downtown Memphis, but he's been plagued by a federal grand jury probe into whether he privately profited from city activities. Herndon plans to challenge Democrat Steve Cohen, the first white member of Congress to represent the majority black Memphis in 30 years. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
The White House says it's reassessing its Cash for Clunkers program that gives rebates to people who trade in their gas guzzlers for more fuel-efficient cars. The program has been so popular, the government has almost run through the entire $1 billion budget. The House could vote as early as today on legislation to provide additional money to the program. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.